The first mention of La Chapelle Saint-Luc dates back to 1147, when it belonged to the Counts of Champagne. For centuries, it remained a small rural commune in the Seine Valley, with a handful of houses congregated around the church. In 1270, Thibaut IV of Champagne opened a Cordelier convent in the village. Its members continued to live at the home known as La Cordelière until the mid-17th century, when it was sold to the Priory of Foissy. The seat of the diocese was at Saint-Sépulcre, now the village of Villeserf. It belonged to the Folles family for several centuries. La Chapelle Saint-Luc began expanding in earnest in the 19th century, with the opening of the Malterie de Champagne, Champagne Malt House, and the Compagnie de Chemin de Fer de l'Est, Eastern Railway Company, making it one of the most important communes in the Aube department. The commune suffered extensive damage during the Second World War. The resistance forces destroyed the roundhouses where trains between Troyes and La Chapelle Saint-Luc departed in 1943, and it came under heavy aerial bombardment in May 1944. Some of the town's sites of interest survive to this day, however. These include the Malterie de Champagne, founded in 1883, where barley was converted into malt to make whiskey and beer. The malt house lost half of its business after the Second World War and ultimately closed its doors. The building, bought by the commune in 1994, is a typical example of local industry and late 19th century architecture. It has since been converted into houses. In 2000, the Musée de l'Ancienne Malterie de Champagne, Museum of the Former Champagne Malt House, opened on the site, preserving the memory of everyday work, life, and transport in the early 20th century. A few hundred metres away, in the old part of town, stands the Saint-Luc Church, a flamboyant Gothic building built in two separate stages. The apse, transept, and eastern span date from 1531, while the remainder of the span and the western façade were added in 1579. The church was pillaged in the 19th century, and many of the statues were sadly lost. Locals flock to the 7-hectare Parc Pierre Pitois on sunny days to enjoy the petting zoo, flower greenhouse, exotic plant greenhouse, several ponds, and play and relaxation areas. The park is a haven of peace and tranquility for people of all ages. Being so close to Troyes, La Chapelle Saint-Luc is the perfect blend of the great outdoors and pleasant urban life, having been awarded three flowers by the Ville et Village Fleuri, Towns and Villages in Bloom, mark.